And now a couple of Falcons players have sat down with us.
We got the word about 10 minutes ago that they're all in costumes.
Yes.
The first one I said, somebody's going to be a scarecrow.
You got
it. I said, somebody's going to be a scarecrow. Didn't know who it was going to be. And obviously, the scarecrow is sitting next to me.
Yeah, he's right next to me.
Yeah. And I said he had to be kind of tall, didn't I? He's tall. He got the whole scarecrow look going.
Yeah, Michael Penix is the scarecrow. And it looks very good.
And then Casey's over here in this Teletubby.
He's Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky.
Which is one of the Teletubbies. People that may or may not remember the children's show that was a little weird from a long time ago, but it's all right. So thank you guys so much for coming by, man, and hanging out with us. We're also joined as the third member of the broadcast crew for the segment. Nick Colley sits down with us as well, and his dad is also here with us too. How are you, Nick?
I'm good.
Good. Thank you so much for being with us. So, here's the deal. Like, me and Randy can ask as many questions as you want or as few questions as you want. But the floor, I know you're a big football fan. We've got these guys here. You can ask them anything about the Falcons or about football in general. So the floor is yours, Nick, if you want to fire away and we can sort of see where we're at.
Okay, I have a lot of questions.
Great.
Okay, let's start with what's it like being a rookie?
It's fun. You know, it's something that we dreamed of, to be able to be in this position. So each and every day I wake up, you know, I see that I'm living a dream. And, you know, for me, it's like, you know, I just want to make sure I take every advantage of it that I can. And any opportunity I get, you know, I make sure I go about it to the fullest. So I'm just enjoying it.
How about you?
Yeah, just like kind of like Mike said, just to be here and, you know that this is something you dreamed of a long time, and the people you get to be around and the opportunities. It's pretty cool.
All right. What's it like being on the field in practice?
It's fun. You know, it's the stuff that doing what we love. You know, sometimes, you know, we sit in meetings all day, and I'm like, I just want to go throw the football. Right. So it's like when we get out on practice field, you know, it's fun. You know, just trying to perfect our craft each and every day so that we can be successful come game day. So.
How about you?
Yeah, man. Just, I mean, me being on the field with him, like some of the balls that he throws, like. That playing with the quarterback like this, bro, it's different. It's fun, bro.
He's just built different.
Yeah, he's
I love it. Right.
That's the voice of Nick Colley, who is not needing any of our help, which is great.
He's not.
Who's conducting an interview with Falcons rookies Casey Washington and Michael Penix as we're broadcasted live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Michael Penix dressed up as the Scarecrow.
Yeah. That's good.
Casey Washington as a Teletubby.
That's good.
All right, let's keep it rolling, Nick.
Who do you guys look up to for advice?
For me, it was always my parents. You know, my parents, they played a big role in to helping me get to where I'm at today. You know, just the way they pushed me, the way they, you know, made sure I was always focused on my schoolwork first and just the things outside of football, you know. And that's the biggest thing. Whenever you get to a stage like this, you got to remember the ones who has always been there, you know, the ones that love you for you and, you know, the ones that's always going to be on your side. And my parents was always that, and they always gave me great advice. So
it's pretty cool. How about you, Casey?
Yeah, for sure. You know, my parents, the same kind of thing. They've always been there for me, and they're good people. So, you know, anytime I have a question, I'm going to my mom. I'm a mama's boy, so I'm always going to my mom.
I'm a little bit of both.
I think we all.
No, I mean, you're in good company.
Yeah, good company. Because our show is based around our mother. Yeah. So, yeah.
The intro to our show every day starts with our moms introducing us.
I wanted to ask you something because you were just talking about your family. How many tickets did you have to get for Sunday, Michael?
I actually didn't get that much. I had about 40 people come.
40's not that much?
I didn't get
that. Okay.
I got about six.
Okay. All right. Because that's one of the things that you ask you rookie questions is that a lot of family members don't know that that comes out of your check, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't understand. Yeah. So when you said 40, I'm like, all right, then.
Nah, I ain't. I
What was it like playing against the former OC in college and playing against him? Did the Falcons pick your brain getting ready for the Seahawks, or what was that week like?
Yeah, man, they did a little, but, you know, obviously the plays weren't exactly all the same, you know, but I did, while we were playing, I did see a couple plays. I was calling out some, like, okay, they're going here with the ball, and they would, you know, but that was just the chemistry that I had with Coach Grubb, you know, when I was at UW, just knowing some of the tendencies he do, but, and it was fun to be able to see him, and Coach Huff as well, he's a coach there too, offensive line coach, so it was fun,
sure.
It was cool.
Sure. Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Michael Penix and Casey Washington sitting down with us, as well as Nick Cauley. Nick, asking great questions thus far. Do you have some more?
Yeah.
Great.
All right. I have some basic questions now. Do you guys have any siblings?
I got two younger brothers.
How about you?
One older sister.
Nice. I have two younger sisters, and they're feisty.
They're feisty. So tell me, because I met your father over here, Ben, and you, he's go dogs. So go obviously dogs. You're the biggest of dog fans, right? All right, that's all I need. Okay, all right.
Sick 'em.
And again, now because they went to Washington, they called themselves.
When
dogs.
They say that, no. I just pretend.
We are no. Tell him. You tell Nick. We're the dog. We're the DAWGS.
We are the dogs. Does that paint the picture for you?
There we go.
I just started saying "Go Huskies," so everybody knew what I was talking about.
Go Huskies!
I don't want anybody to be confused.
Go Huskies!
Mike, I got. How's your preparation? Because now, I mean, obviously, you've been a quarterback all this time and everything like that. But how is your prep as far as being an NFL quarterback different as far as the time you put in and everything like that?
I'd say it's too much different. The biggest difference is the time that you have. You know, you don't got to worry about class. You don't got to worry about, you know, different type of study halls and stuff like that. You know, it's all football.
Right.
You know, this is our job, and, you know, that's what I do all day. So I just feel like it's just giving me more time to be able to do what I want to do, to make sure I'm locked in on the football field. But, you know, as far as the approach, you know, it's still the same. You know, I got to make sure that even though I'm not playing right now, I got to make sure that I'm ready. And, you know, I got to prepare like the starter. So.
What about you, Casey? When you go as far as, you know, again, this is your job. You are a football player. Like Michael was saying, how do you prepare yourself and get yourself ready mentally week to week as you get ready for a Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's kind of this, you know, continuous cycle of what I did in college and what Coach B taught me and the structure that he taught us over there at Illinois. So I feel like, you know, even though that I'm a pro now and I'm new to this, it's still, you know, live your routine every day. Just having good habits and, you know, being as consistent as you possibly can.
Is it weird to think of the Huskies as a Big Ten team? I know Illinois is in the Big Ten. Now, we're all Big Ten people, I suppose.
Yeah,
isn't it weird?
It's crazy. It is kind of weird. You know, I came from the Big Ten, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did. Like, right. From Indiana.
It's crazy, yeah.
So, how did it go last weekend?
My team lost.
Okay.
It didn't go well.
Okay. I'm just saying, but it was Indiana. It was Indiana versus Washington.
Yeah, I graduated from Indiana, so it's no bad blood, but I wanted to Washington.
Okay. Okay. I was making sure. Okay. All right. So, okay. I was making sure about that.
Yeah, it didn't go great. Haven't watched it. We're broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Michael Penix and Casey Washington from the Falcons sitting down with us. Nick Cauley sitting down with us as well. Nick, do you have a couple more for the guys?
Yeah. What was y'all's reaction to being drafted by the Falcons?
My reaction, I don't. It was kind of like everything like slowed down. You know, it was a surreal moment. You know, I kind of froze for a second. I just sat on the couch and. Like, my family, they started cheering before I even got up, and they were, like, telling me to stand up, and I was like, it's crazy. So I was shocked. I was excited. I feel like I had all the emotions. So.
How about you, Casey?
Yeah, man, just to be, I mean, like, this is our dream, bro. Like, this just to get that call on that day, bro, and just hear your name called is a blessing. And, you know, everything kind of slowed down too. Like when you kind of put things in perspective, when that moment happens, and to hear my name be called and to be here now is just a blessing, bro.
That's awesome. I wanted to be a football player, but my dad said I can't. He said I can be a kicker.
You can make a great living being a kicker.
You make a great living.
That would have been my path too, probably. More likely than anything else. I chose golf.
I love golf, too.
Or this. I mean, I don't know. This feels like a pretty good foot in the door on this one.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about.
Don't take my job.
We want you guys to do great, but not too good.
Yeah, not
we
too
want
good.
Our bosses to be looking down the hallway.
I kind of like this job.
I know.
It's pretty fun. 3 hours a day in the middle of the day. It's a pretty good gig.
Nobody hitting you anymore?
Yeah, nobody hitting on it. It's a pretty good gig. So, yeah, I enjoy it. You got one more for him, brother?
Yeah. What's y'all's favorite video game?
Oh.
Mine's is Call of Duty Warzone. I love
nice.
Warzone.
My friends play Warzone like 24/7.
What's yours?
I have a couple. Like, I just got the new Madden and the new NCAA, which y'all are in Madden now, so that's kind of crazy. But yeah.
I'm a Wii Sports guy. I'm a Wii Sports, Mario Kart, Mario World. Yeah. I'm not a big gamer, but, I mean, if I get the wheel on the Wii –
yeah.
I'm dangerous.
That's pretty cool.
But Nick said part of the reason why he was so comfortable with the headset is the gaming headset. He's done that. He's talked on the mic before, and it sounds like it for sure. Thank you. Thank you guys for sitting down with us.
That is awesome. We do appreciate y'all, man. And again, welcome. Good luck to you in the future. Y'all stay healthy, man. Appreciate y'all.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's Michael Penix and Casey Washington, as well as Nick Colley and his dad, Ben, as well. Nice enough to sit down and hang out with us as well.